Well, I'm joined today by Ryan Taylor, General Director of Arizona Opera. Thanks for dropping by, KBOC.
Absolutely, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Now, the season opens with Arizona Lady, which I understand is both an Arizona and a U.S. premiere?
Well, it's the first time that the piece has been premiered by an opera house in the United States. This was a piece written in 1953 by Emmerich Kallmann, who was a Hungarian Jewish refugee. He fled the Holocaust and came to Southern California to basically write film score music for Hollywood. He vacationed and visited Arizona on several occasions, and towards the end of his life in 52, moved back to Paris. And the weather in Paris is different than the weather in Arizona. And so he decided to write a love letter to the Southwest. And this tells the story of a horse raised in Tucson who eventually goes on to win the Kentucky Derby. And it's everything you might imagine from a German operetta. And I think anyone who enjoys sort of the grand 1950s Hollywood musical style will really be attracted to this piece.
Now, is it sung in German?
Well, originally, yes. He wrote it in German. We decided to actually have it speak more directly to our audiences to translate the piece into English and Spanish. So we had our conductor, Kathleen Kelly, who's a graduate of ASU. She actually rewrote most of the libretto herself, translated it into English, made it into something that's colloquial and funny and immediately understandable for a modern audience. And then when we decided to have the Spanish dialogue rewritten, we turned to Alberto Rios, who, of course, is the state's poet laureate. He actually grew up on a ranch in Tucson. And so the connection there was rather serendipitous.
An opera written in the 1950s by a German composer about the Southwest. Were there any cultural adjustments that needed to be addressed in preparation for it to suit a stage in Phoenix, Arizona in 2015?
Well, some small ones. I think that in the original piece in the 50s, there were allusions to the Spanish characters that were rather one-dimensional, sort of caricatures of those folks. So we knew that we wanted to construct something that was a little more three-dimensional and a little more fully realized for those specific characters.
I'm trying to remember the production I saw. It was an Arizona Opera production, but there was a dog that came in on one of the scenes, like a big wolfhound, and the audience just, you could hear it in the hall. Are there any horses actually joining the cast?
We've had lots of people ask about live horses. It's we had people when we announced the show, we had folks coming forward saying, "I have a horse. You can use my horse." I think with this particular style of comedy, it would have been very difficult. But I think what we've come up with as a solution is really inventive. Everyone in the audience will feel like a kid during the show at one point or another, watching how we depict the races and the horses.
I am so intrigued. And I won't ask more because I know we're all just supposed to go and experience it ourselves. So
it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Ryan Taylor. Looking forward to the season.
Thank you, Jane.